All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Alan Stocker is here talking about a member of AC/DC.
Yeah, Mike, we must be on a drummer theme here. Last week we spoke about Charlie Watts, and This week it's on Philip Rudd.
A lot of people into air drums love AC/DC.
Yeah, they've got a unique sound when it comes to drums. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
And Phil was no doubt living the lifestyle of the entertainer. The group formed in 1973. Wasn't until 1979 with their seventh album, though, that they took the music world by storm with their Highway to Hell album.
Oh, yeah. You had to have that album. There's no question about that.
It's funny you mentioned that, Mike, because I can distinctly remember going to Rink's Bargain City in Cambridge, Ohio in 1980 and asking Mrs. Stocker to buy me the 8-track for that particular group.
8-track was supposed to be the wave of the future. Remember that?
I do remember that. She reluctantly made the purchase. But anyway.
One of these rock kids again. Dang it.
Yeah. But with that success, Phil rushed down to the local dealership and promptly purchased his first Ferrari.
Oh, gee.
And then went into collecting sports cars and had a restaurant with his own name on it, a yacht, and $1 million waterfront property with a helicopter pad. With all those luxuries, there are things that you can't take with you in the end. The love of his life, Tony Wilson, had breast cancer 5 years previous, and she thought she had beaten it, but it came back with a vengeance and eventually took her life. Phil took to setting up a garage sale, basically, not for old pots and pans and teacups, but for AC/DC memorabilia, drum kits, drumsticks, even a prized sports car, all donated to the New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation.